You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk our beloved canine guide companions on Guide Dog Blogs. And joining me today for the first time on Guide Dog Blogs is Paul Cunningham. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Hey, you're very welcome.
So first of all, before we kind of talk about your dogs that you have had, can you tell me when you made that first application for a guide dog? What helped you to make the decision? How comes? What made you want to go for a guide dog instead of, you know, sticking with a cane?
It was my mobility trainer. She thought it would be a good idea, and I was quite excited about it. This was back in 2002, I think, round about then. She thought it would maybe kind of just help me a bit more at night, give me a focus. It was definitely more a kind of nighttime thing. I don't think it was a desperate need for a guide dog on a day-to-day basis, because my eye condition is RP, retinitis pigmentosa. Back then, I had a decent level of vision during the day, and I think she kind of must have sensed I was looking for something. I was struggling with the whole losing my eyesight, and I wasn't keen on diving into the community. It's a big regret of mine, but as it is at the time, yeah, I wasn't keen. It was too much of a kind of reminder, a stark reminder of where I was heading, my future.
So let's talk about Jasper then. Can you tell us what breed Jasper was, and what was he like?
He was a lab retriever cross, round about 33.5 kilograms. He was a blonde, white, very light coloured dog, quite wiry, with little pink nose and brown ears, and playful, liked to bark, liked to wrestle, but quite affectionate. The kind of way I would characterise our relationship relative to my current guide dog is him and I were like best buds hanging out, whereas my current dog, it feels more like a kind of father-son relationship, like I'm having to look after him a wee bit more. but yeah, he was more playful and like to chase balls and all that kind of thing. And he'd try and keep him away from balls as much as possible, but he did like a ball. He liked chasing things.
Had he had any particular funny habits or kind of unique characteristics that stood out for you?
In particular with Jasper, everybody said him and I had quite a unique relationship. He could follow my body language really well. I mean, after he was with me for a couple of years, I barely ever had to speak to him that much. He could just read me like a book, and I could read him. I knew when there was something up with him when nobody else did. And yeah, he just could follow my body, you know, direction. If we were moving, taking him out, or I was over the park, or, you know, I barely ever really had to speak to him. I could do little noises, little whistles or whatever, and he just read me like a book. Loved a blanket. That was probably one thing that I noticed in the very first day we met. I went to put a blanket down when we were in Lark Hall in the Guide Dog Training Centre. I can't remember why I was putting up. I think maybe somebody was staying over in the room with me the first night or something. I can't mind. And I was putting a blanket down, and I hadn't put the whole thing down on the floor before Jasper was on it and lying down. Thought it was for him. He liked a tug of war. I mean, he would wrestle with me with a tug of war for, you know, hour and a half every single day. We just wrestled and played every single day. Whenever I threw anything for him to bring back, he never failed to bring it back. You know, he always brought it back, put it at my feet.
Let's move on to Mikey, your current dog. You said he's very different to Jasper. So tell us, what's Mikey like?
Mikey's the same in the sense he's quite affectionate. He's the best cuddling dog I've ever came across. He just loves a cuddle. He loves me and my partner. He'll squeeze his head in to get in amongst the cuddle. He can't see people cuddling without being involved in it. So he is quite affectionate, a lot like Jasper. But things that stand out a wee bit different from him is he's Fox Red Lab Retriever cross. A lot of people say he's super adorable, super cute. He likes to steal things, so he likes to mug people for their... he's dipped a few handbags when we've been out fundraising. Thankfully, the people have always laughed their heads off at it, and chased them trying to get their puss back. So yeah, he is a bit of a wee scamp when it comes to that kind of thing. He's a bit softer than Jasper was. He's a bit kind of gentler. He needs a, you know, needs a bit of comfort at times when he's out, when he used to be out and walk out in harness. If he got a fright, which he could do sometimes with litter or doors banging, these kind of things, he doesn't really like a wrestle. He does like a run around. He'll chase something once, bring it back, and then after that, you can get it yourself. He's not fetching it. He's not having it.
Yeah, my guide dog's the same in the sense that he'll chase a ball every now and again and kind of go, no, now all I'm going to do is take it and move it further away and then let you go and get it yourselves. How's Mikey when it comes to guiding you? You know, how does he do with that?
The way I describe it to people relative to Jasper is Jasper rarely fell below a kind of 7 or 8 out of 10, you know, if ever. I don't think he ever really fell below a 7 or 8 out of 10. Mikey, he could be 10 out of 10. At times, and then other times it could be really, really lower than that. You know, you're looking at 2, 3 out of 10 where you're really having to stop the walk and console him and try and get his head back in the game and make sure he's okay and try and gee him up for going back home or going wherever we're going. You know, he could fluctuate. He could be a little bit inconsistent. Weather, I mean, something that I always keep in mind is my eyesight's obviously changed quite a bit since Jasper as well. So Jasper never really had to be a 10 out of 10. It was only in the dark maybe that he was working at full, you know, he had to really make the decisions fully. Whereas Mikey's had a bit tougher a life. He's been on, you know, having to make the decisions a bit more on his own in terms of how to get round obstacles and things like that.
Well, that is fantastic to hear, and it shows that guide dogs have a very unique personality to them each, which is quite interesting. So thank you very much, Paul Cunningham, for coming on and telling us about Jasper and Mikey here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.